Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey. It's a mixture of poetry, pictures, Bible scriptures, and musical lyrics. But most of all, it is the innermost feelings of a young man who wanted to go out in a blaze of glory.
January 23rd, the Catcher Reflector. I am sitting quietly in the middle of the boat, in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere, and reflecting about being in the middle of decisions I have made. I have chosen to join the military in a way that is against what my parents wanted for me. I said goodbye, don't want you in my life, to that one young, nice lady, and have pursued another one that doesn't seem to want me in her life. I think we have already lost a crew member because I don't remember his name. I think about books I have read like The Yearling and The Red Badge of Courage and know they have something to do with me. I remember I snuck around and also read another book about some type of misfit, and I don't remember the book's name. Ah, yes, I do. The Catcher in the Rye. How do you fit in when you don't fit in to what you think others want you to be? I know why I have chosen to be in this location and these circumstances, but I also know I cannot expect others to support it, nor should they be expected to deal with the repercussions of my decisions. I cannot and will not endanger the lives of my shipmates. So I guess I will do the best I can, no matter what. Feels like a bad dream. Life can be a dream, a nightmare, or heaven supreme. Most of the time, we live in our dream in between. We are here as a team, and there is no scheme that can delete our dream as we all scream, "Make us free from our dream." Do you know what that can mean to someone who's seen the reality of a bad dream?
Yeah, that's that's very powerful. Through that, the Catcher Reflector, and as you were, you know, as you're reading kind of your thoughts in the middle of the boat, in the middle of the night, it just brings to mind that times change. Mm-hmm. But people don't, because the story you were telling sounded like how I felt at about that same age. Right. And I'm sure plenty of our young generation has felt like that for extended periods of time, some shorter than others. But to feel like that, I think it's definitely still very present today. And kind of, you know, it breaks my heart because there's really no answer for that for them. It's kind of like, you will get through that. You will come to an understanding. You will gain wisdom and knowledge, and you're going to have hope. But there are times that you do just feel like you're in this darkness and the decisions I've made to this point, and now what?
And then as an adult, as a parent, you look at your kid and you can kind of see it,
mm-hmm.
and also know that it's going to be real easy to say the wrong thing. Help me find a way to say the right thing,
yes.
The right way.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, because I know that you've dealt it with your sons. And mm-hmm. Remarkably enough, your mom and I kind of saw some of that
what?
In you. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
And that middle of the night,
mm-hmm.
when you've got an obligation to stay awake, stay in tune to what's going on around you, the thoughts go everywhere.
Right.
Whether they be good thoughts or bad thoughts, right thoughts or wrong thoughts, they just go everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's...
Did you feel... Was there just this presence that you just really felt alone in that moment?
Great question. I don't think I actually felt alone. just curious about what I was doing and why.
Mm-hmm. It's a great reflection.
Not really alone.
Right. Okay. It's kind of, as we were talking about this, I was thinking about my oldest. You know, we all go through those stages. And, you know, especially at 18, we feel like we know everything. But we don't.
No, not even close.
So my oldest, he's a very smart kid. Super smart. He gets it. And when he was 18, there was this issue and he's like getting so frustrated. And he's like, okay, I know I don't know everything, but I feel like I do. That reality is there. I know I'm only 18. Yep. I don't know everything. But when you think you've got it together and you're like, okay, I'm going to join the Vietnam. I'm going to go to war. I'm going to do this. And, you know, and then you get down to, you're like, I have no clue what I'm doing.
And I knew that I didn't know what I was doing, but and I had gone to Vietnam, even still at that point particularly, to die in a blaze of glory. But thankfully, I was making a decision that I wasn't going to let that cause me to do stupid things to endanger other people.
Right, which is good. That's amazing.
It'd be real easy to go, well, die in a blaze of glory means I'm going to be a hero. That wasn't what I was thinking. I'm going to do my job the best I can.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I was thinking. Mm-hmm. I just was in a spot where there was a lot of shooting.
put yourself as close to the firefight as you could.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
But not endanger others unnecessarily.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. But poetically, I mean, that life can be a dream. And almost... hear those lines in a song.
It'd be a sad song.
It'd be a sad song, but you know, there's a lot of that out there too.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Well, let's see what young Tom has to say to us, folks.
January 24th, 1968. Dear folks, I have a few free moments, so I thought I'd write. I have another request to make. Could you send me all the information you can get on the Spitfire Soft Top Mark III? I can get it with quite a few extras for $2,100 tax-free. Stateside delivery. We're supposed to go out on an operation tonight. Nothing much has been happening for the past few days. I need to write about 5,000 letters. My weight is still about 150, most of it in the belly. I'd write more, but we just got word it's time to go out on operation for a few days. Bye. Love, Tom.
I've got to look this up. A Spitfire Soft Top Mark III.
Yeah.
So is there a Mark I and a Mark II?
I believe there was.
Okay.
The Mark III was the one that was to come out.
Oh.
Hadn't been released yet.
For a whopping $2,100.
Tax-free. Ooh, big bucks.
Okay. So how long would it take for you to earn $2,100?
A couple of years.
Okay. Okay. Because I was trying to put that in perspective.
Yeah, it's actually relative.
Yeah.
I think cars have gone up higher than, say, the wages. Relative to that time frame.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, $2,100 was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably somewhere around $200 a month.
Right.
That's what I was earning.
Wow.
With other expenses.
Sure, sure.
So $2,100 is going to take a while.
That's something.
I think somewhere I wrote some great financial plan to my parents about how I was going to pay for the car. But
did you ever get it?
Oh, this topic will come up again.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Thinking about that income level, I remember having a conversation with my grandpa, who was a CB in World War II. And when they were talking, he and my grandma were talking about, you know, expenses. And, you know, I was like, well, you know, what were you paid during that time? And he said, it's about $71 a month.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm blown away. That's like, what?
Yeah.
I can make that in, you know, a lot less shorter time, but just the cost of things, a loaf of bread, eggs, you know, the milkman coming by, dropping things off at the front door, just completely different time. But it's amazing how we've all kind of adjusted and now we're all paying lots of more money. Like $70, I can spend that on a tank of gas pretty quick.
And then you also have to realize in the military, the pay's horrible.
Yes, that's true.
Technically,
this
speaking,
I know.
For the amount of hours of obligation, is horrendously low.
Right.
But the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
A person in the military doesn't even really need to be paid.
That is true.
Which happened a lot during the last weekend of the month in the military.
Right, right.
You just stay there.
Exactly.
In your bunk and eat and sleep.
Yeah. I remember having a conversation with my youngest son, and he was talking about, okay, this is what my income level would be, and then I get housing, and I get insurance, and I get, and he's talking about all these things, and then he's like, why doesn't everybody join the military?
And I agree.
There's so many benefits.
There are. I look at, even at the lowest level, least experience, right there in boot camp, when you consider that that's cash in your hand with virtually no expenses, it's not that bad. You get 30 days vacation right off the get-go. And what a lot of people don't realize is the military basically shuts down at Christmas time for 2 to 3 weeks. And that's not vacation time.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it was a great experience when we served. It was a good experience. And the travel and all the great places we got to go and for minimal expense.
Yeah, and you got to experience Hawaii.
I got to experience, yay.
Yay.
Yay me. Yay all of us.
You want to hear about the Bird of Paradise next time?
I would love to hear it. You are listening to The Crossroads Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey by author, narrator, and host Tom Center, along with co-host Cheryl Chambers. You can find The Crossroad Diaries, a 19-year-old's Vietnam journey on Amazon, Walmart, and Barnes & Noble. You can also follow Tom on Facebook at Thomas Center.